Our next story sounds a little like the plot of a spy novel, but it's very real and sheds some light on why the early days of Russia's invasion of Ukraine didn't go exactly to plan. Back in February, when Russian forces were headed towards Kyiv, a group of saboteurs in Belarus gummed up the works. They targeted the railway links between Russia and Ukraine through Belarus and managed to disrupt Russia's supply lines. Liz Sly has been reporting on this. She covers global affairs for our editorial partner, The Washington Post, and is based in London. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
So, going back to February, before Russian troops had crossed the border, some in Belarus took quick action. What did they do?
Well, yes, these are a group of activists. It's all very amorphous. There's no formal structure. But in 2020, when there were pro-democracy protests against the president in Belarus, Lukashenko, a number of ad hoc groups formed to oppose him. And these groups came together as the Russian invasion was gearing up and beginning to try and block the Russian troops from staying in Belarus and invading Ukraine. The first thing that happened was that a group of cyber activists managed to hack into the Belarus railway system, and they caused havoc with the scheduling. People had to do it manually. Not all the Belarus railway officials know how to manually program the schedules, and that slowed things down. Then on the night after the invasion, the first night of the invasion that had happened that day, other groups involving railway workers, disgruntled security officials, clubbed together to commit sabotage on the lines. And they disabled or they set fire to signaling boxes. And this caused further chaos for the Russians, just as they were hurtling into Ukraine with the expectation of sweeping into the capital.
I found it amusing in your reporting, one of the hackers said it was easy to hack in because the railway company was still using Windows XP circa 2001 or so. How effective were these efforts?
Well, I think they were massively effective. I mean, we saw huge problems for the Russian force the minute it hit Ukraine. For example, there was an airborne assault on the airport at Hostomel outside Ukraine. Paratroopers swarmed in from helicopters and seized control of the airport. Now, in a normal operation like that, you would have infantry and armor coming up behind you on the road to protect you and reinforce you. That infantry and armor didn't arrive. Within a couple of days, the Ukrainians had taken that airport back. The Russians took it back again, but they had been slowed. The momentum was lost. And basically, they fought a couple of miles outside their airport for the rest of the month that they were in the vicinity. And then they had to pull out. Eventually, they were unable to go any further. And I suspect that these Belarus saboteurs played a bigger role in causing that initial chaos, which slowed Russia down enormously, just when it was expecting to sweep forward in a big Russia blitz war, more than we realize.
So you report that the people behind this effort were inspired by something that happened during World War II when Belarusians who opposed the Nazis engaged in something that was known as the Rail War. Now, I understand this is a story that's well known in Belarus, but I had never heard of this. What was the Rail War?
The Germans occupied Belarus during the Second World War, and Belarusians who opposed the Nazi presence in their country began acts of sabotage, acts of resistance. They did quite a lot of acts of resistance, but the rail war was deemed incredibly successful. They basically completely disabled the German supply lines. And yes, this is this rail war, this particular part of the resistance that was formed against the Nazis, is known as the rail war. The railway partisans are legendary in Belarus history. So the people who were involved in these acts of sabotage tell me it really wasn't a sort of difficult idea to come up with, that you would sabotage the railways once again.
So authorities in Belarus have tried to find the people behind the recent sabotage. Have they been successful in doing that?
Yes, and this is a sad part of the story. I gather they brought drones in to surveil the lines, and they did manage to track down three alleged saboteurs. And what we know, because they put this video footage on state TV, is that they shot them in the knees, which, of course, is an extremely serious and debilitating injury. And they showed footage of guys being treated with bandages around their knees. One of them looked to be in very poor shape. Those guys have now been taken away. We don't know what happened to them, but it's definitely had a dampening effect on the sabotage operation.
And yet you say a new phase in this rail war might be underway. What do you mean?
We do know that there's been some sabotage attacks just on the other side of Ukraine's eastern border with Russia, inside Russia. Now, it's not clear to me entirely whether this could be like local Russians doing some sabotage. And the Belarusians tell me that they have been able to infiltrate people into Russia because Belarus has an open border with Russia, and that they have carried out those acts of sabotage. But that seems to be in the earlier stages, and there isn't as much information yet available on that as we have on Belarus.
Liz Sly covers global affairs for our editorial partner, The Washington Post, based out of London. Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you.